Chapter 1. Sensory Systems. The First Advantage. From Chaos to Signal. Life began in darkness, not just the absence of light, but the absence of meaning. In the Archean Oceans 3.5 billion years ago, the first cells existed in a state of pure reaction. When molecules collided with their membranes, they responded according to fixed chemical rules. When temperatures changed, their metabolisms shifted automatically. When currents pushed them, they moved. They were exquisitely tuned chemical machines, but they could not sense in any meaningful way. The universe touched them constantly, but they could not feel. The revolution began with the simplest possible innovation, a membrane protein that changed shape when pressed. This mechanoreceptor, the ancestor of all touch, transformed physical force into biological information. For the first time, an organism could distinguish between hitting a rock and hitting another cell, between the gentle pressure of a current and the sharp impact of a predator. What had been mere physics became sensation. This chapter traces the emergence and evolution of sensory systems as the foundational layer of consciousness. We begin with mechanoreception, touch in its broadest sense, as the primordial sense from which all others evolved. From detecting simple pressure gradients, life progressed to chemical sensing, then to the detection of vibrations, temperature, and eventually light. Each advancement created new competitive advantages, and organisms limited to more primitive sensory modes found themselves increasingly outmaneuvered by those with richer sensory worlds. The primacy of touch, mechanoreception as the first sense. Touch was almost certainly the first true sense, and for good reason. Every cell, by virtue of having a membrane, experiences mechanical forces. The innovation was not in being touched, but in transforming that touch into information. The earliest mechanoreceptors were likely modifications of existing structural proteins, channels that opened when stretched, triggering ion flows that changed cellular behavior. The competitive advantages of mechanoreception were immediate. Gradient detection. By sensing pressure differences across their membranes, cells could detect and move along gradients, toward areas of lower pressure, often indicating open water, or away from areas of increasing pressure, potentially indicating obstacles or predators. Surface discrimination. Contact with different surfaces produced different mechanical signatures. Soft organic matter deformed the membrane differently than hard minerals, enabling the first form of environmental discrimination. Size assessment. The pattern of membrane deformation provided information about the size and shape of contacted objects, crucial for distinguishing food from threats. Current detection. Water movement created predictable pressure patterns, allowing organisms to maintain position or navigate using currents. Evidence for early mechanoreception comes from multiple sources. All modern cells retain mechanosensitive channels, suggesting deep evolutionary conservation. Kung, 2005. The proteins involved show remarkable similarity across all domains of life, pointing to an ancient origin. Even the simplest bacteria display mechanically triggered responses, from the opening of channels to changes in swimming behavior. The fossil record, while unable to preserve molecular details, shows indirect evidence. Stromatolites from 3.5 billion years ago display growth patterns suggesting responses to water flow, impossible without some form of mechanosensation. Early microfossils show preferential orientation and aggregation patterns consistent with mechanical gradient following, Knoll, 2011. From touch to taste. The evolution of chemical sensing. Mechanoreception opened the door to a more sophisticated form of sensing, chemoreception. The key insight is that chemical detection likely evolved from mechanoreception. When molecules bind to membrane receptors, they create subtle mechanical changes. The receptor protein changes shape, creating a mechanical signal. The evolution from pure mechanoreception to chemoreception involved specializing certain mechanoreceptors to respond to the mechanical changes induced by specific molecular binding. This transition from touch to taste created new possibilities. Specific identification. While mechanoreception could distinguish soft from hard, chemoreception could identify specific molecules, nutrients, toxins, or signals from other organisms. Distance detection. Chemical gradients extend far from their sources, allowing organisms to sense things they couldn't physically touch. Temporal integration. Chemical concentrations change more slowly than mechanical forces, enabling organisms to track changes over time and determine gradient directions. Communication. chemical signals could carry information between organisms, enabling the first primitive form of biological communication. The competitive advantages were transformative. An organism that could chemically identify food before physically encountering it saved enormous energy. One that could detect predator metabolites could flee before the predator arrived. Perhaps most importantly, chemoreception enabled active foraging, moving up concentration gradients toward food sources rather than randomly bumping into them. The fossil record from the late Archean and early Proterozoic shows increasing evidence of directed movement and aggregation behaviors. Microbial mats display patterns suggesting chemical signaling and coordinated responses. The appearance of more complex cell morphologies, including the first eukaryotes around 1.8 billion years ago, correlates with evidence for more sophisticated chemical sensing and response systems. The vibration sense, mechanoreception at a distance. As organisms grew larger and more complex, a new form of mechanoreception emerged, the ability to detect vibrations through water or substrates. This represented a crucial bridge between contact mechanoreception, touch, and true distance senses. Vibrations carry information about events occurring far from the organism, the movement of predators, the struggles of prey, the approach of mates. Vibration detection required more sophisticated mechanoreceptors. Frequency sensitivity. Different events create different vibration patterns. Specialized mechanoreceptors could tune to specific frequencies, distinguishing prey movements from water currents. Directional sensing. By comparing vibration timing across multiple receptors, organisms could determine the direction of vibration sources. Pattern recognition. Complex vibrations carry information about their sources. The ability to distinguish patterns enabled identification of specific threats or opportunities. The evolution of vibration sensing created an arms race. Prey evolved to move more quietly, predators to detect ever fainter vibrations. This drove the development of increasingly sophisticated mechanoreceptory organs, from simple ciliate cells to complex lateral line systems in early vertebrates. Temperature. The metabolic sense. Temperature sensing represents another elaboration of basic mechanoreception. Temperature changes cause membrane fluidity changes, which can be detected by specialized mechanosensitive channels. But temperature carries unique information about depth, seasons, volcanic activity, and the metabolic activity of other organisms. Temperature sensing provided several competitive advantages. Optimal zone maintenance. Organisms could actively seek temperatures optimal for their metabolism. Seasonal timing. Temperature cycles enabled synchronization of reproduction and dormancy with environmental conditions. Predator-prey detection. Active metabolism generates heat. Temperature sensing could reveal hidden organisms. Habitat selection. Temperature gradients often correlate with other resources, making temperature a useful proxy for habitat quality. The light revolution. From heat to vision. The evolution of photoreception represents perhaps the most dramatic expansion of sensory capability, yet it too built upon the mechanoreceptory foundation. The earliest photoreceptors were likely thermal sensors that became sensitive to the heating effects of light. From there, specific proteins, rhodopsins, evolved that could undergo conformational changes, mechanical changes, in response to photon absorption. The progression from simple light detection to true vision occurred in stages. Non-directional photoreception, simple detection of light presence-absence, enabling circadian rhythms and depth regulation. Directional photoreception, shielding pigments created crude eyes that could determine light direction. Spatial vision, multiple photoreceptors arranged in arrays enabled detection of shapes and movement. Image-forming vision, lenses and refined photoreceptor arrays created true visual images. Each stage provided competitive advantages that built upon previous capabilities. Simple photoreception enabled synchronization with day-night cycles. Directional sensing allowed phototaxis and shadow detection. Spatial vision enabled predator-prey detection at a distance. Image-forming vision allowed detailed environmental modeling and precise behavioral responses. The Cambrian explosion, 540 Maya, coincided with the evolution of sophisticated eyes, creating an evolutionary arms race that transformed life on Earth. Predators with acute vision hunted prey with camouflage and rapid escape responses. The fossil record preserves this drama, compound eyes in anomalocarids, defensive spines and shells in prey species, and the disappearance of soft-bodied organisms lacking adequate sensory and defensive systems. Integration and escalation. The multisensory advantage. The true power of sensory evolution lay not in individual senses but in their integration. An organism detecting chemical gradients, vibrations, and visual information simultaneously could create a rich model of its environment that no single sense could provide. This integration created emergent capabilities. Cross-modal confirmation. Multiple senses could verify information, reducing errors. Complementary coverage. Different senses worked best under different conditions. Vision in clear water, chemoreception in murky conditions, mechanoreception in darkness. Synergistic detection. Combinations of sensory input revealed patterns invisible to single senses. A chemical signature plus specific vibrations might uniquely identify a predator. Predictive modeling. Integrated sensory data enabled prediction of future states, where prey would move, when predators would strike. The fossil record shows a clear pattern. Organisms with multiple, specialized sensory organs diversified rapidly and displaced those with simpler sensory systems. The Cambrian explosion exemplifies this. Within a few million years, organisms with integrated sensory systems dominated marine ecosystems, while those limited to primitive touch and chemical sensing were marginalized or extinct. The computational challenge. As sensory systems proliferated, they created a new problem. Information overload. Multiple sensory channels generated more data than simple stimulus response mechanisms could handle. This challenge drove the evolution of the next level of consciousness, neural networks capable of processing and integrating sensory information. We can see this transition in modern organisms. Bacteria with simple chemoreception use direct coupling between sensors and motors. But organisms with multiple sensory systems require intermediate processing, interneurons that integrate inputs before generating responses. The more sensory channels an organism possessed, the greater its need for neural processing. This created a feedback loop. Better sensory systems demanded better neural processing, which enabled more sophisticated sensory integration, which provided competitive advantages that drove further sensory evolution. The path from simple mechanoreception to complex nervous systems was not planned but emerged from the relentless logic of competition. Quantifying the sensory advantage. Modern research allows us to quantify the competitive advantages provided by sensory systems. Bacterial chemotaxis improves nutrient acquisition efficiency by 100-1000x compared to random movement, Berg, 2004. Simple photoreception triples habitat-finding success in marine larvae, Thorson, 1964. Vibration detection increases prey capture success by 5-10x in aquatic predators, Montgomery et al., 2002. Integrated multisensory hunting strategies show success rates 50-100x higher than single-sense strategies, Cronin et al., 2014. When these advantages compound across multiple sensory modalities, the competitive disparity becomes insurmountable. A Cambrian predator with integrated visual, chemical, and mechanoreceptory systems might be 10,000 times more effective than a competitor limited to simple touch responses. Such disparities explain the rapid replacement of primitive sensory organisms by those with advanced sensory integration. Conclusion: the sensory foundation. Sensory systems began with the simplest possible innovation, mechanoreceptors that could detect physical gradients. From this foundation, life built an expanding repertoire of senses. Chemical detection evolved from mechanical membrane changes, vibration sensing from basic touch, temperature detection from membrane dynamics, and even vision from photon-induced mechanical changes in proteins. Each new sensory capability provided competitive advantages, but the real revolution came from integration. Organisms that could combine information from multiple senses created rich environmental models that enabled unprecedented behavioral sophistication. Those limited to primitive touch or simple chemical gradients found themselves increasingly outcompeted by creatures inhabiting richer sensory worlds. The pattern is clear throughout the fossil record. The Ediacaran fauna, with their simple mechanoreceptory and possibly chemoreceptory systems, gave way to Cambrian organisms with complex, integrated sensory capabilities. At each transition, organisms with more sophisticated sensory integration displaced those with simpler systems. The sensory revolution didn't just change how organisms perceived their world, it determined who would survive to perceive it at all. This sensory escalation created the selective pressure for the next major transition in consciousness: neural networks capable of processing the flood of sensory information. In the next chapter, we explore how nervous systems evolved to meet this computational challenge, creating new levels of behavioral coordination that would once again transform the competitive landscape. The path from simple touch to integrated neural processing shows how consciousness emerged not as a single leap but as a series of innovations, each building on the last, each providing advantages that previous levels could not match.